I have some questions about the outside agency funding as regards to the hot tax, specifically the funding for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And is there someone here from that organization that can answer the question?
I believe I saw Ms. Overby earlier.
Okay, good. I just have a couple of quick questions. There was some confusion. I'll wait till she gets here.
Ma'am.
Hi. There was some confusion. I haven't heard anything specifically from you, but from other council members and from staff members, that there's a possibility that the ad campaign that we saw that was presented to us at Budget Workshop is now not going to happen as you presented it?
Well, we didn't present actually a campaign. We just presented the information from the branding efforts, which was done and paid for in this fiscal year.
Okay.
The campaign will now begin for fiscal year 16, so starting next
week. So you are moving forward with everything as planned?
We're moving forward with marketing regardless. What we've decided to do, we have listened to everything that the council had to say, and we've talked to several different people here locally to find a creative firm here locally to do all of our ad creative.
So the design type stuff that you showed us could be altered?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Those were just simply ideas. We've already redid the actual logo.
Okay.
And kept the existing logo that we have with some modifications of color and cleaning it up and changing just a few things.
Right.
That's already been approved and installed as our new logo. But the marketing campaign, we're working with a local company called Drifting Creative here in College Station, working towards hiring them to create all of our collateral and graphic design.
With the messaging and everything, are you going to use that same messaging that you had before with the supernatural goodness?
That was simply a brand essence, and
Okay. We
have taken your direction and put
not
that to the side.
That.
We're moving
Okay. Forward
with marketing now.
And one, I didn't get a chance to ask this at Budget Workshop because it was kind of sprung on us without much me being able to really digest it all. I would like to know how you are going to, we talked about you presenting the outcome of the new marketing campaign and the success or non-success of it. How would that be demonstrated? How would you show us how the marketing campaign, you know, made a difference in our community?
We still would work with Cubic or another company to do our ad negotiations, ad placement, and measurement of the success of the ads. But it would be a local company that would do all of the creative for the actual campaigns.
But
does that make sense?
But there is, yeah, and I get that. My question is related specifically to the measurement when, you know, and I guess we're going to give it a year, or I don't know what the amount of time we're looking at, but I'm interested in, I guess I really don't understand how you're going to show us if it was successful or not.
The measurements would be done on an ongoing basis. So we will see real-time the digital ad placements, the success of those with heat mapping on websites, with landing pages, all of that sort of stuff. And it's something that the Community Marketing Committee, which we met last week, mm-hmm. we were meeting on a quarterly basis. We've now determined we need to probably meet monthly. That is something that we as a committee will evaluate and monitor every month.
And is there a way to actually get to the root of it and see if you are really making a difference in heads and beds, which is our ultimate goal?
Sure. Depending on how you're marketing and your target market, your measurements will be slightly different. So lead generation or click-throughs or whatever, we will be able to determine the appropriate way to measure and then watch the measurements.
And won't you have to get that data from the hotels? That they see an increase and they think it's from this, or I mean, I don't know.
Well, and that's why we were looking at going to an ad agency that specialized in destination marketing to help us monitor and measure all of the success for each specific ad placement or each specific campaign, because they're not all just print ads, and then we can measure how much specifically for that print ad. Some are campaigns. We know that we need business in the middle of the week. We know that A&M produces a lot of CEOs and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. We're going to target those kind of people, whether it's direct mail campaigns, digital campaigns, mm-hmm. whatever, to have them come here. Well, that'll be a different form of measurement than a digital ad where someone clicked through and booked something on our website.
Would you comment on the DMAI seminar that you talked about? Didn't you say you were going to invite them?
The event impact calculator to measure the success.
You're inviting them to do a workshop or something?
Yes, because of their travel schedule, we were looking as a board, that was a direction for after budget, looking at November to do a kind of an open seminar so all of y'all, any elected officials, media, hotel partners, everybody to come could come and see how that event impact calculator works. But because of their travel schedules, they're not able to come this fall, but they are willing to do webinars, and then that way we could do three or four different ones. You can interact and ask questions. I think you'd probably get a lot more attendance that way.
Well, as you are very well aware, I'm always wanting to know raw data, actually how many people spent the night, and before I'm not able to get that because you said you were not able to get that, and I'm wondering, is this going to be a new thing where with this ad campaign you will now be able to get that to show if this is actually working or not?
Sure. We continue to work with city staff and with our committee, our community marketing committee, to determine metrics. I think, and maybe I'm a little confused here, but when we're looking at placing an ad in a publication, for example, in Meeting Planners magazine, measuring how many room nights can be attributed directly to that one ad mm-hmm. is a little bit arbitrary because sure. it takes 3 to 6 points of contact for somebody to make a determination of where they're going to visit, plan their event, hold a meeting, whatever. So it's a variety of places. It's while we're at trade shows, maybe they see an ad in a trade publication, and then maybe they get a direct email campaign from us. So it's several different points of contact. When we put the information into our database, we put how we met that client initially. Mm-hmm. So it may not be at that time when we met them at the XYZ trade show, but we put their name in with that tag, and then we can watch it as it goes. But they may book 4 or 5 years down the road after they've had all these other points of contact. So going back and attributing it specifically to an ad placement is a little bit difficult.
Well, that's a big picture. Wouldn't we be able to see it just from a distance? You know, we started this huge ad campaign, and now
our occupancy rate
has increased, and you know, we can't attribute it to any additional sporting events or anything like that. We can just attribute it. We can assume that it's somewhat related to the additional advertising.
Sure, we can overlay it and look at the uptick in room generation. Absolutely.
And looking at if we go with this particular amount of funding, we're very much the most, we're giving the highest percentage of your funding. Would you be willing to work with our staff a little more to, you know, it's really overwhelming. It's very hard for me as an elected official to go explain to citizens why you have to advertise both cities equally when this bulk of funding is almost all of the funding is coming from us. Is there a way to negotiate more site-specific advertising, or would you be willing to do that?
Sure. I don't think I've ever really tried to advertise them equally because we look at the destination as a whole. We're marketing Bryan College Station as a whole. I think that what is going to help address your concerns, Councilwoman, is that we've got this great community marketing committee, which now will be meeting monthly. As of last Wednesday, we will be meeting monthly. And we're determining as a collective group, and you have staff representative on that committee, we determine as a collective group the messaging and the placements and the visuals together with how we're going to market. So absolutely, I mean, if I don't want to say that we're going to do kind of check marks that we advertise Texas Reds
right.
this weekend in Bryan. So now let's market this in College Station, okay, Bryan and then
right.
College Station. We're doing it as a whole. So we will absolutely look at it that way. And that's the way we continue to do
and
so.
And include our community. You know, we have a very good communication staff
sure.
who really wants to be able to utilize any kind of marketing campaign that you do end up coming up with as something we can also use.
Absolutely.
I think that's an efficient way to to use
Absolutely.
Tax dollars. But that's my question, is would you be willing to have more of their input? And so, you know, we are the majority funder. I'm not trying to knock anybody else, but
Sure.
when we're the ones funding and, you know, others have had the opportunity to fund more and they chose not to, if we do the bulk of the funding, that should count for something.
Absolutely.
And I understand your situation. Believe me, I've worked in that type of situation. But in this case, it's very hard for me as a public official to, you know, not be able to explain that to the people that elected me. One other question in regards to the ad campaign, the CVB, mobile CVB unit, will there be some success numbers added to that to be able to show how it's benefited heads in beds as opposed to not having it?
Sure. We well, and we'll determine as a committee, because that is that whole communications committee. We talked about it briefly. We had other things that we spent most of our time on last Wednesday, but that is on our agenda for a future meeting to determine where that would be, how we would measure the success of that, and put some measurements in place. I think that, again, you know, each individual campaign, whatever method it is, the mobile visitor center or whatever, we will determine the measurement of what success would be for that specific campaign. So we'll work together with the committee.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Aldridge.
Probably more of a question for Mr. Kirsten, but as I understand it here, what we're voting on tonight does include a reduction in the ROI of the electric utility fund in order to fund our general fund for the salary adjustments.
An increase in
yes,
increase
yes.
In ROI. Yes,
yes,
it does.
Yes, okay. So we've compromised our historical direction in regard to that, but Mr. Krav has told us that that's not going to affect his business operations as far as his ability to be able to still accomplish what they need to accomplish.
Correct.
Okay. And then the other one is the outside agencies for we're funding those at the full requested level by those outside agencies, with the exception of the $3,950, which is actually added here.
Actually, we're including the Keep Grass is Beautiful. They would all be funded at the requested level.
All funded at the
yes.
requested level. So the Convention Visitors Bureau marketing campaign would have the ability to go ahead and continue. As
yes.
they had planned, we're not putting any limitations where we would need to come back and have a budget amendment on that in the future in order to release additional HOT funds.
This will be, given the direction that the council gave us at the workshops, the direction we received was to move forward with funding those at the requested levels.
At the requested
so
levels.
That and again, just to make sure we're clear, that will provide the budget appropriation we will need. We will be coming back, as we do every year, with the individual funding agreements for these organizations as well.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a question for Ms. Overby, and that is, your request included $200,000 for Easterwood. Is that correct?
It did, and I understand after the budget workshops that was separated out.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I believe that, yes, we have separated that piece out, and we would be contracting with Easterwood Airport for that, with that $200,000.
Okay. Thank you. That's all my questions. Ms. Schultz.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the budget as Mr. Kirsten presented, separating out the funding request for the Convention and Visitors Bureau for a separate vote.
I'll second that. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to accept the budget, excluding the CBB budget from HOT.
So can I understand if we pass this and
then we have to discuss CBD
separately?
Yeah.
I'm going to oppose that motion.
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion fails. Okay. Do we have another motion?
I would like to move that we, let me get the wording correct here, that we're in. Right. That we adopt the City College Station 2015-2016 budget as presented and ratify the property tax revenue increase reflected in the budget?
Those need to be separate.
Those need to be separate.
Okay, then we'll do the approval of the budget. My motion is approve the budget as presented.
I'll second that.
And I want to clarify there that that is a motion to approve the budget with the changes outlined in the memo.
With the changes outlined in the memo as presented today here before us.
Yes, my second stands.
All those in favor say aye.
Can I make one comment about?
Sure.
I just still feel very confused about the funding for the CVB. Not that I'm 100% opposed to it. I just wanted to have them come back and ask for that additional marketing budget later once we get a feel of what's really going to happen with that. I think it was very confused. It was presented in a confused way, and so that is going to cause me to vote against this budget this year.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the budget as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries 5-1.